Welcome to They Mostly Podcast at Night, episode 221, What We Do in the Shadows.
Some podcast with some vampires.
Yep.
It's accurate this time.
It is.
Because we're a podcast.
Yep.
And we have a vampire.
Yep.
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 Someday I'll talk about that.
What, being a vampire?
Mm-hmm.
Are you allowed to, though? I thought it was, like, you're not supposed to talk about it. Like, isn't rule one of vampirism is we don't talk about Fight Club or something like that?
No.
Oh. You're allowed talking about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Someday I will.
How's it going, Cash? I'm going to call you Satan's butthole again.
I was going to say, something was coming after that, and you cut yourself off.
I'm going to call you Satan's butthole again.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know if it's better if you don't say it, but then tell them what you were going to say or not.
I should probably tell them why I said it.
Too. You should probably tell them why.
So I called Chaos this week when I told them I was going to, and you didn't pick up. You let a good voicemail because you were in the shower.
Yep.
And I called you Satan's butthole.
Yep.
Because I was angry you didn't pick up.
Because I was in the shower.
I wasn't really angry. I was just playful. It was a playful Satan's butthole, as mm-hmm. every Satan's butthole should be. Playful.
Playful.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it does not.
And how many Satan's butthole? How many buttholes can Satan have? It's not really a lot.
17? I don't know. What's your
guess? You're one of them.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so how's your week going?
Great. How's yours?
Fantastic.
Fabulous.
It's not really.
No, neither mine.
Not bad. Just Friday. I'm just tired.
You're just tired from your week with having COVID again.
Again. I'm a three-peater, guys.
I thought you only had it twice.
I had it twice this year. And we're very certain that I had it February 2020. Remember, I was so sick?
Yeah.
February 2020. We're pretty sure I had it when I almost went to the hospital.
Yeah.
Kind of sure we almost had it.
I thought you had pneumonia.
No, it was something that turned into pneumonia. But did I really have pneumonia?
That's true, because they didn't know about it then.
Yeah,
it wasn't a thing. It's like my sister had it, and they just kept telling her, you just have a cold, you just have a cold, you just
have a cold. Yeah, they didn't know. They kept sending us away.
Yeah, they kept sending her home.
But I've never had a cold or flu or anything that almost sent me to the hospital, because breathing was so hard that I had to sit up at all times. I couldn't lay down at all, and I was constantly using my inhaler. So I'm like, that doesn't sound like...
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, so that, I'm thinking it was COVID. So that's why I call myself a three-peater.
A three-peater.
Three-peater.
You're like a triple threat, except the opposite of that.
Yay! Wait, no.
And when I got my booster shot, I had such a bad reaction that I pretty much had COVID. Because I was sick for 5 days. With a fever. With a high fever. So, I
can't
had it
count
too.
That.
I think I can.
I don't know.
I think I can count it.
I think that's just a reaction to a booster. I think you need to test positive
I
for the COVID.
I was sick for 5 days.
Don't climb onto my success, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, probably. Were you like, ugh.
I was like dying.
Yeah. That's probably, yeah. Yeah, you got to experience it. Lucky you.
Yeah, it was fabulous.
Oh. God. I was so hoping. So Mama Carnage and Brother of Carnage did not get it in January when I got it last time.
Yeah.
So I was like, yes, maybe I won't get it this time. It's like, just fucking had it 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, COVID.
Now, have
I got
you
it
had...
on my birthday. I got it on my birthday.
You
I woke up at 2 a.m. on my birthday with it.
That's rough. And we've been, you know, we had the one episode where we were talking about your birthday, and then we have the one episode that came out last week where I sang So Long and Thanks for All the Fish to
No, that's
you.
Coming up this week where you sang to me.
That was in Rihanna.
Oh, yeah, it would come up last week. It was sorry, my chronology is all fucked up.
No, it's okay. Yes. It gets confusing when you're like, okay, I'm recording now, but this episode isn't going to be posted until
after that one. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm in a time machine.
Yeah, it's very confusing. It's funny because this one podcast I listen to, there's one of three guys on it. He has the same problem and they're always giving him crap about it.
You're going to give me crap for it then?
Nah.
Okay.
I do it too. It's easy to get confused.
It is. Oh, anyway.
Anyhoozle. I don't know why. I don't even like that term, but I keep saying it. Anyhoozle?
No, I'm going to say it all around. You know now that I know it.
Anyhoozle.
Anyhoozle. I've never even heard that before.
I say it. I don't know where I picked it up.
Sounds like something you hear in Whoville, honestly.
Anyhoozle.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like something that I should be saying.
No, not even a little bit. It sounds like something Dana Carvey is, you know, as one of his characters should be saying it. You like Dana Carvey?
I love Dana Carvey.
I do too.
Stand Against Evil. He wrote that.
That's right. Should we get into who we are and what we do and why we do it?
Sure.
I don't know why we do it anymore. I mean, after 4 years. Do we have a why?
Because it's fun.
Okay. That's true. And we teach you all about recycling. So we're educational.
Recycling?
It's how we get our tax exempt thing. Just kidding.
Recycling?
And does, I like, know nothing about no recycling.
Does, like, what's his name? Who? What was his name? Shoot, my joke fell flat because I can't remember his name.
Bill Cosby?
No. Charles Barkley. I was going to say, does Charles Barkley come out and try to teach us a life lesson?
We need him so desperately.
We do.
I love Charles Barkley. He was one of my favorite basketball players when I was younger.
I'd never had a favorite basketball player, I can tell you.
I loved him. He was just hysterical.
Larry Bird. When I was a kid, Larry Bird. I was a huge Celtics fan because my uncle Bill was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was a big Larry Bird fan.
I
used to know his number and everything. I don't remember it now.
I couldn't tell you. I know he was from Boston and the Celtics, and he was there for years. He was there during the Michael Jordan years. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Because they were friends, maybe. I don't know.
I don't remember anything about him. I just vaguely remember that because of my uncle.
He was blonde. I remember that.
I thought he was a redhead.
No, he's blonde, and he looked like he was in his 50s, even when he was in his 30s playing basketball.
See, I don't even remember.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Do you want to get into who we are and what we do, since we did the why of it?
Yeah, why don't we get into who we are and what we do? We are the Mostly Podcast Tonight.
Mostly.
We are two best friends of 20 years who bicker and banter our way through a different horror movie each week. We make our picks. We take turns making the picks. And we make our picks because we have a genuine desire to share them with you, our beautiful audience. Either that, or we just want to annoy the other person that we are hosting with. And because that's how our friendship works, it's hashtag friendship goals in the hashtag Mariana's Trench of Hate. That's where our friendship lives, where we have our very own octagon, where we MMA style duke it out when we don't see eye to eye on movies.
Question for you, Tinkerbell.
Why are you calling me Tinkerbell?
Because it's fun. When we become friends of 25 years, are you to finally drop the thing of, we're friends for 20 years?
Then I'll say we've been friends for 25 years.
Yes, that's what I'm asking, if you can finally do that, because then it's just getting ridiculous. The years matter.
How many years have we been friends for?
Every single one. 23.
Should I say we've been friends of 23 years? Would that make you?
You said twins there for a second, didn't you?
That may have come out of my mouth. It was an accident. I can't pronounce words tonight.
You lost me. Okay, sorry.
Carnage is a little gone tonight.
It's been a long week.
She's tired from being sick.
Did you get the spoilers?
No, spoilers ahead and expletives ahead. Although we've already said Satan's butthole a whole bunch.
Satan's butthole is not a swear. We are werewolves, not swearwolves. And I said butthole, not asshole, so that's not... doesn't count.
I feel like it's the same kind of implied.
No, butthole is a body part, and it's not improper. That's like if I called you a dick. That's not improper. It's not a swear. It's a body part.
I was going to say, wouldn't the proper term be anus anyway, so butthole isn't right?
Butthole is what I learned in kindergarten, and butthole is what we're going with.
Who the hell taught you butthole in kindergarten?
I'm sure one of my friends. I was friends with a lot of guys in kindergarten, which got me in trouble, so.
I was, too. One time when I was 5, I was invited to this boy's birthday party, and I was the only girl invited, and so their parents came to my parents and were like, are you okay with this? She's the only girl they invited. It was this huge party, too.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I got in trouble because my one friend was a latchkey, and I'd hang out at his house, and then he'd make me sneak out when his mom came home, and she caught me one time. We were 5.
Why weren't you allowed to be there?
Because he wasn't supposed to have any friends over.
Oh.
Plus, I was a girl. I don't know.
But you were 5.
I know. Well, my brother played doctor when he was younger than me, so I don't know. I'm sure kids do stupid things, so. We played board games.
I don't like this topic. I'd like to move away from it now, please.
Well, this week we did What We Do in the Shadows?
Yes, What We Do in the Shadows. What We
Do in the Shadows. The movie, not the...
The 2014 movie, not the 2019 TV
Which was
show.
Done in 2014. Yes, exactly. Yes. It was 1 hour and 26 minutes long. It was rated R and it got a 7.6 on the IMDb scale. What about your fancy little tomato meter?
So glad that you asked, because it is certified fresh at a 96%. Critics' consensus, smarter, fresher, and funnier than a modern vampire movie has any right to be. What We Do in the Shadows is bloody good fun. Audience score, 87%.
Nice.
Yeah.
You want to do a little casting work for us?
Let's talk about the cast, shall we? So, Vladislav was Jermaine Clement.
He was in New Tuesday, Lego Batman Movie, and Muppets Most Wanted.
Viago was Taika Waititi.
Okay, I love this. My autocorrect is hysterical. So I put the word Lightyear because he's in Lightyear, the movie that just came out this year.
Yeah.
And it says Ice is in Lighthearted is what my autocorrect changed it to. But he was also in Thor, Love, and Thunder, which just came out. And he was in Suicide Squad and Jojo Rabbit.
Deacon was Jonathan Brew.
He was in Mega Time Squad, How to Meet Girls from a Distance, and Thor, Love, and Thunder.
Nick was Corey Gonzalez Macur.
He was in Ego vs. Shark, Baby Dunn, and Mean Mums.
Stu was Stu Rutherford.
Okay, so Stu was only ever in this movie, and then he was an extra in Boy. And those are the only movies he's actually featured in. He was actually hired to be... he thought he was hired to do some computer work on this movie and maybe a small minor role. Yeah, no, it ended up being more than that. But I will say he has done, he does have crew credits for Thor Ragnarok and Thor Love and Thunder.
Hmm. They had a little reunion on the set of Thor Love and Thunder, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
Peter was Ben Fransham.
He was in Ash vs. Evil Dead, Turn of the Screw, but the 2020 version, and 30 Days a Night. Which we've done.
He looks very different.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackie was Jackie Van Beek.
She was in Eagle vs. Shark, The Breaker Uppers, and Nude Tuesday.
Eagle vs. Shark.
I kind of want to watch that movie.
I kind of do, too.
I don't even know what it's about, but I kind of need to watch it now.
Anything with, anything with creature features, and then, of course, anything with, sharks.
I don't know if it's a horror movie, though, so hold on. Please hold your breath.
What in the world would it be?
It could be a comedy. You don't know.
The Eagle versus Shark?
Well, they're Jets versus Sharks in West Side Story, so who knows?
That's not the name of the film.
I don't know. I'm looking it up right now so we can... Yeah, it looks like a comedy. It says, the tale of two socially awkward misfits and the strange ways they try to find love through revenge on high school bullies, burgers, and video games. Doesn't sound like a horror for me.
Aww. Well, now I'm disappointed. Okay, I want it to be an actual eagle versus an actual shark.
I don't think it... Yeah. No, I'm sorry. It's going to be like the Jets versus Sharks more.
No.
West Side Story version.
No. I don't like that.
Do you want a short little summary or not, you little snotball?
No. I would love one of Carnage's famous 5-second summaries.
Old vampire turns the wrong moron to be a vampire and things go awry.
Old vampire turns the wrong moron to be a...
To be a vampire.
Vampire.
And things go awry.
And things go very awry. Yes. No, I agree. Mm-hmm.
For this movie. I mean, it's like a documentary crew following these old vampires.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest turn of it is them changing, turning Nick, Peter turning Nick. Mm-hmm. And we got to say, too, because this was written by Jermaine
Clemens
and
Taika Waititi.
Okay. And you have some more. They were written and directed by them.
Yes.
And you have more trivia on them.
They were Flight of the Conchords.
Which is, for That's people that don't know like trivia. Me.
That was like a show in yes. Australia and New Zealand. And I think it was on US TV too. And it's also a band.
You're also a band.
It's like comedy. And it's hilarious. And their songs are hilarious. And the show is hilarious. And
do you want to get us started?
Sure.
Into this movie? I have, can I just say real fast, I have toenails like those werewolves do.
Yeah, you do.
Shut up, you're not supposed to agree with me. You're supposed to be like, no, they're not that bad.
No, they're not that bad.
Ass. Hate you. I'm going to take my toenails down to the mirror and stretch a hate and just scratch your eyes out with them.
Yikes. I would like not to have that happen, please.
Too bad. It's going down.
Okay, so we open up with Viago waking up. And he has an alarm clock that goes off, like one that everybody had back in the 80s.
Yes, I love that alarm clock.
With the very obnoxious. He gets up. There's a funny little moment where he is like trying to like he's laying down and he's trying to like stand up without actually like standing up. Mm-hmm. He just kind of levitates up, but he can't really do it all the way. It's funny.
He had to take a break. Just a little break in there. It's yeah, fine.
Right. He had to take a break. And then he gets everybody else up. And says there's going to be a house meeting in 15 minutes. This movie, if I talk about like all the visual jokes, will be here forever. So if I gloss over some stuff, I apologize. But like, there's so much visual comedy, and if I sat here trying to explain it all, it would take us like 2 hours.
Well, and the best part is mostly it's spontaneous.
Yeah.
The guys who are like 130 pages of script, but they refuse to show them to anyone. And they just gave him, like, broad strokes.
Right. And there was actually, like, so much footage that of improv and stuff that it took him forever. It took him, like, a year to whittle it down to an hour and a half. So.
I want to see the whole uncut version.
Yeah. Oh my God. That would take forever. It'd be probably very funny, though.
Yeah.
So. Let's see. So they've got Vladislav, he's an 862-year-old, known as Vladislav the Poker. Deacon is a 183-year-old former peddler and the young rebel of the group, who was turned into a vampire by Peter, who is an 8,000-year-old vampire who is very reclusive and lives in the basement in a stone coffin. And
it's very messy.
He's messy. He leaves bones down in the basement. And Viago's like, would you like me to bring you a broom so you could sweep up the bones? And he doesn't, he's more feral than the other ones for sure.
Hey, have some respect. He's 8,000 years old.
Yeah, but he is.
And then there's Jackie, their servant.
Right. Jackie is Deacon's familiar.
Yeah. Who keeps promising. I love these guys. They keep promising he's going to turn her. Mm-hmm. He's going to turn her. Just like Viago promises Philip back in the old country, wherever he was from.
Yep. Yep. Germany.
He finds
they were speaking German.
I'm skipping ahead. I don't want to skip ahead too much, but it's just funny. Right.
No, it's fine. He So speaking of Jackie, Deacon says he wants virgins for food. So she brings Nick, who is her ex.
From when they were 12, though.
Yeah. So that's why she thinks he's still a virgin for some reason. For some reason, she thinks he's still a virgin, even though he's totally cute. And I don't know why she would think he was still a virgin.
And she's got three kids of her own. I mean, like, obviously, she was probably a virgin at 12, too, you know?
Right.
Obviously,
well, right. Not now. Like, right. Like, when she knew him, he was. But, like, he's not anymore. So they are chasing him around the flat, and it's pretty funny. And it's hilarious because they say at one point that Vladislav used to be very powerful, but ever since his run-ins with the Beast, his nemesis, he hasn't been the same. And so he used to be able to turn into all these different creatures, but now he gets the faces wrong. So at one point, Nick is running, trying to get away from everybody, and he hears this hissing, and he looks at this cat, but it's got Vladislav's face. And it's just the stuff that nightmares are made out of, but it's so funny, too.
Well, and Viago keeps showing up everywhere. I love this part, too, where Viago shows up everywhere, and Nick gets behind a closed door, and there's no one there, but he's got his backpack, and Viago comes out of his
backpack. Comes out of his backpack, like somehow got into his little backpack.
That's so great.
And he throws the backpack on the floor, and Viago comes, like, he's, like, half of him is sticking out of this backpack, and he's running, like, crawling across the floor towards him, so he runs. He makes it out of the house, which, like, good job, Nick, you made it out of the house. But then it turns out that Peter's outside, and Peter grabs him and makes him into a vampire.
Aww. I'm surprised Peter just didn't eat him. Like, of all the vampires, I would have thought, you know, Peter would be like, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna turn anyone, I'm just gonna eat this one.
Well, but he turned deacon, so...
That was, like, 300 years ago, though. I mean...
No, it was 183 years ago.
Oh, sorry. That's right. That's right. It was 183 years ago. He probably hasn't changed much. I gotta tell you this bit. So, he turns Nick, and it's funny because they... Each one of the characters is supposed to resemble another vampire.
Mm-hmm.
So, like... Peter is supposed to be like Count Orlok from Nosferatu, Orlof, which he looks a lot like him.
Mm-hmm.
Deacon's supposed to be David from Lost Boys. Vladislav is Gary Oldman's Dracula. Nick is Edward from Twilight. And Viago is Louis from Interview with a Vampire.
Nice.
But yeah, because I saw that after the movie, and it's great because Nick, when they go out in town, Nick's always telling people, I'm Edward. I'm like from Twilight. I'm Twilight, man.
He's always telling everybody, I'm a vampire. We're vampires. I'm a vampire. Look at me. He's like, this one guy's like, I'm a vampire hunter. He's like, no, you're not. I'm a vampire. They exchange emails.
Which Nick is so stupid because he's flying around the house. Neighbors can see him. And he brings a human. So he brings his friend Stu.
He brings his best friend Stu.
We love Stu.
We love Stu. Stu is so funny. I mean, like, he's not funny. He's just normal. He's the straight man. He's the human.
But that's why it's funny, because he's like, he brings him into the new age of technology, and
yeah,
they
and
love him for it.
And that's how, like, they all love Peter more than Nick. And Stu. That's more than they Nick. All love Stu more than Nick, sorry. And that's how Viago finds his old servant.
Philip.
And Philip's like, I'm 90. You were going to turn me into a vampire. I didn't do anything with my life because I was waiting for you. And he just, like, turns it off.
Is it Viago that has trouble with biting people, too?
Yeah.
He just keeps getting the femoral artery.
Viago keeps accidentally hitting the femoral artery and just, like, it's hilarious. Like, there's just blood, like, gushing out. It's like if you've seen Kill Bill, how, like, every single time there's blood in that movie, it's like, it's being sprayed out of them by a pressure washer. It's like that.
And that's why Jackie's got to clean up so many messes at that house.
Yeah, ugh, poor Jackie.
Oh, I feel so bad for her.
I know. Poor Jackie.
But, so, Nick does tell too many people, and the guy that is a vampire hunter...
Really is one. He really is one, yeah.
He sneaks into the basement...
During the day.
Where
he kicks open the basement window, goes down in the basement where Peter is.
Yeah, confronts Peter, and Peter kills him with the slab that compasses. Yeah. Well, he turns his head backwards too, which I'm like, oh, okay. That's, you know, something extra.
He pushes the stone door off his coffin onto the vampire hunter, trapping him, and then I think he snaps his neck.
Oh, okay.
And then And then, but then because the window's open, Peter accidentally goes into the sunlight and catches on fire.
Yeah.
And Vladislav tries to save him with a frickin' cup of water. So then everybody blames Nick for getting Peter killed.
Which they should, let's be honest. It's
pretty much his fault. And so they have like a little trial for him. And they decide that he has to be banished from the house, although Stu's allowed to still come around.
Right, because we love Stu.
Because we love Stu. And they also do this thing where they stand him outside in the yard and they all circle him, pointing at him and saying, shame, 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 the shame circle.
Can we have a shame circle later?
No.
Come on.
Only if it's you getting shamed.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
The things I do for this podcast.
So, then...
Before that fight, though, before they ban him, they actually have officers come to the house.
Yeah, oh my god, it's so funny!
Because they have a break-in.
Because of the break-in.
And the screaming. And the screeching.
And the screaming, right. The neighbors hear and the neighbors call it in. And so the police come around and Viago hypnotizes them and says, you will not find anything out of the ordinary.
She's like, I hope it won't, mate. He's not strong at the hypnotizing, he says. It could wear off any minute.
But they walk into the kitchen and like Nick is like up in the corner of the room, like up at the ceiling. And Deacon is like frozen mid like launch at Nick.
Yeah, because Vladislav's holding his
ankles. And Vladislav's holding his ankles. And the police walk in and they just look and they're like, everything looks normal.
Oh, wait, but you see that, right? You see that. No smoke detectors.
Yeah, they're pointing at Nick with their flashlights, and everybody's like, oh, crap. And then they're like, no smoke detectors. They even go down into the basement where Peter is just a crispy husk on the floor. And everybody's, like, standing over him while they're like, see those paint buckets? Oh, and there's a lantern on that, and it's right underneath the electrical box. That's a serious hazard.
And they see the vampire hunter, but he's just drunk. It's fine.
They're like, he's just drunk. And they're like, oh, okay, well, he shouldn't be left on the floor.
What's funny is those cops, mm-hmm. they got their own spinoff, Con Wellington Paranormal.
Yes, they did. And I want to see it. I haven't seen it.
I thought that was great. And speaking of like the charred body, they lost that charred body or one of the charred bodies and Pig couldn't find it. But it was so realistic. They had to put out like a press release saying that if anyone finds it,
it's not real remains.
It's just a prop. Because it was so realistic. So
that is so funny.
Yeah. I just had to pepper that in. But
nice.
Yeah. So Nick gets banned.
Right.
And several months pass.
Right. 2 months later.
Is that what it is? Okay.
No, wait. No, sorry. Just several months pass. I'm sorry. And they get their invitation to the Unholy Masquerade.
Where the guest of honor is the Beast.
Yes.
Which I love this, because they're talking about the Beast and showing pictures, and I'm like, okay, it's going to be like this Cyclops horrible-looking thing.
Yeah.
It's like this pretty woman.
Yeah.
It's Vladislav's ex-girlfriend.
It's his ex-girlfriend, yeah.
And, but they're
Pauline.
There. What's that?
Pauline.
That's right. They're there, and they run into Jackie, who Nick has since made a vampire. Thank you, Nick. Love that for you.
I know. I love that, too. I'm like, yay, Jackie.
And Stu's there, who he didn't make a vampire. Is still human.
Still human. He brought him to the ball as his plus one. You know, I have to tell you something when we're not on the air about okay. Nick.
Okay.
It just won't make any sense to our listeners, so.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Inside
joke.
Well, before, we should even back up a little bit, because while the guys are carousing around town, they run into these werewolves.
Mm.
They run into this pack of werewolves, which is what become evident important later.
Well, they run into the pack of werewolves after the ball, don't they?
They do after the ball, but I'm saying before then, when they first run into them. The first time they run into them is, while everything was still good, Peter's still alive, and they're carousing about time, town, it's when, you know, Nick's telling everyone, I'm Twilight.
Yeah, okay.
And these guys are hysterical. Like, the werewolves are hysterical. They're like these nice guys. They don't want to get into a scuffle. And yeah. They're werewolves, not swearwolves.
That's right.
And what was it? One, count to 10, be human again.
Yeah.
When they get riled up, they hold when they each
get,
other.
When they get riled up, they start to turn, so they have to, like, hold each other, and their mantra is, count to 10, be human again.
I love it. So it becomes important later, but I just wanted to, because, you know, shoehorn that in a little bit, because after the unholy, what is it called? The unholy?
Unholy masquerade.
It comes important under the unholy masquerade, so...
Yeah, so Nick is at, or Stu is at this unholy masquerade, and he's a human, and all of, and they figure it out pretty fast.
Nick Prime is his plus one. Nick is so stupid.
Yes, he is. He's very stupid. And Stu, they think he's a virgin because he's a software analyst.
Poor guy.
I know. God. And they're all mad that, and so the vampires circle around Stu so that nobody else can eat him, and everybody else there is mad that they won't let them eat him. And it's looking bad until Vladislav shows up. He wasn't going to come because the beast was the guest of honor.
And he was hoping it'd be him.
And he thought it was going to be him. So yeah, he's like pissed off and disappointed. But he shows up in all his finery and,
his fur. He shows up in his fur.
I mean his outfit too. He's wearing like an old style, like full tuxedo in white.
I know, I'm just saying, but it is fur trim though.
But he does wear a fur coat as well. So, anyway, he shows up and says, "There's no way you're gonna bite this guy." And Pauline, her new boyfriend, challenges Vlad, so they fight, and he's gonna like just kill Vladislav right there. Like,
vampires don't kill other vampires.
It's illegal. It's like the only law they have is that they can't kill each other.
Well, thank God Stu's there.
Thank goodness Stu was there,
because he stuffs a flagpole right up the lover's back.
Yeah, he impales this guy on a flagpole, and so the guy dies.
Stu the Impaler.
Stu the Impaler.
I love it.
And so they're all celebrating. They take Stu out, and they're running around the streets celebrating, and they end up in the woods. What?
It was a little buggy, sorry.
Oh.
It dived by me.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
They end up in the woods, and they find the werewolves again.
Who are chaining themselves to trees and talking about the appropriate fabric to wear for the full moon. Because, you know, if you're not wearing track pants, those pants are just going to bust wide open. And you just bought that jacket. Do you really want it ruined? I love these guys. I love these werewolves so much.
They're hilarious, yes.
And they're trying to get them away. They're like, get Stu away. He's going to be the first one to attack. Get him away.
Mm-hmm.
Too late.
And they have an issue with Vlad's coat, of course.
Oh, yeah, the fur coat.
But they don't get away in time. And so the vampires are fighting the werewolves, and the werewolves attack Stu and the camera crew. And they think that Stu gets... They watch Stu get disemboweled.
Mm-hmm.
So they run off before they get disemboweled, and Deacon talks to Nick and says, you know, this is what's really hard about being a vampire. Your friends die and your family dies.
And this is what Stu would have wanted. He would have wanted to go out like this.
He would have wanted to go out like this, torn apart by werewolves, with his blood and guts spraying the trees.
Yes, I agree. They're moving furniture. It's okay.
Let's see.
Then the cops show up again to try to save Stu. And they're like, it's dogs. Once a month, these dogs just go crazy. And they bring this little border collie or whatever. I don't even know what it is. It's this sweet looking little dog. But like, this is the one. You killed him. You did.
It's a shepherd.
That's what it is. It's so sweet. Looks like you're going to go down for this.
Yeah.
I love that. What do we fast forward to? A month after that?
It just says an indeterminate amount of time. But Nick calls up and says, hey, I've got a surprise for you. And he shows up at the flat with Stu, who has survived the attack and is now a werewolf.
Yeah, and he brings all his werewolf friends.
He brings all his werewolf friends, and then they have a begrudging evening with the vampires.
Which is great. They're all friends now.
Yes.
And it goes to credits, but I love the after credit scenes.
Yes.
My favorite one is Jackie with her husband. Because mm-hmm. she's saying how she's his master now.
So, I love you too, but I'm your master. And she's all gothy. I love it.
So why did you pick this movie?
Well, freaking Roku advertised it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen that movie since it came out. And I really love it. And wouldn't that be great to do? So then... It says it's on this app called...
Canopy, wasn't it?
Canopy, thank you. Mm-hmm. With a K instead of a C. And you have to have your library card to become a member. So I sign up with my library card and they tell me, oh, this title is not for you. Like, you can't watch it.
You can't have it.
You can't watch it. And I'm just like, fine, I will rent it then. Because it's on Prime. So I rented it.
Okay, but that answers my question, yeah.
Yeah.
Next question for you. Am I a Stu or a Jackie? You. I don't like to do your bidding.
You don't really do my bidding. I'd say you're a Stu.
I'm more of a boring IT person.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I like this movie. I thought it was funny. I like it even better than the show.
Really?
So, yeah, because I've watched it. I mean, I do like the show, don't get me wrong, but this was just, it was just funnier for me.
How much of the show have you seen?
Like 3 or 4 episodes.
Okay, that's a big difference.
Do I need to get more into it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You do.
All right, well, I'll work on it, okay? I have very limited TV time these days.
I know you do.
So.
Oh, the but show is hysterical. So hysterical. Like, I love this movie. I think it's hysterical. I think the show is hysterical. I'm waiting for the new season. I think 3's coming out, but 4 and 5 have already been approved.
Is it on Hulu, right?
Yeah.
It's on Hulu. Yeah.
So if you want to see the series and you have Hulu, it's on Hulu.
Check it out.
Books. Check them out.
Well, do you have any trivia you'd like to add for this? Because I already told you all mine.
You did plenty of trivia. I just had that. Oh, they're from Club Fight of the Concords.
Which I had recognized the name, and but we listened to some of the music, and I'm like, nope, I don't remember any of this. So I don't know. I'm not ready yet. I'm sorry. I failed
it's
you.
It's business. It's business time. I love that song, and I love Hip Hopopotamus.
Can you sing some of that for me?
I used to be able to. It's too fast. It's a rap.
Oh, well,
I used to know all the words, but I don't anymore.
Okay, I do have some fan fiction.
Okay,
it is. Well, it makes sense. Well, two of these make sense. It's mixed with Lost Boys and Twilight, and then there's Dragon Prince and Captain America. Go to the Captain America one. As Deacon reclined sexily on his seat whilst becoming being interviewed by the documentary crew, he found himself caught by nostalgia. It's named of memory of a Nazi vampire.
Oh, because Captain America fought Nazis?
Yep. I don't know. It's only 418 minutes long. So 418 minutes long. 418 words long. Let's see here. Yeah, Deacon was a vampire Nazi, right? So what happened when he met Captain America? Yeah, okay, it's not worth the read.
No, I'm thinking no.
God. Anyway, should we rate?
Yeah, let's rate.
Okay, go first. Cheers.
I am going to give this a 8.5.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's hysterical and I love it. I actually don't love it as much as the show. Because I've gotten really into the show. But and that's got Matt Berry and I'm really attached to Nandor and Gizmo.
I love Matt Berry.
And Colin Robinson is the fucking funniest thing in the world. I don't
The
care.
Energy vampire? Yeah, yes. I do love that part of it. I was hoping there'd be an energy vampire here, but no.
He is fucking hysterical. Oh my god. But I love these characters. I love this movie. But it just yeah.
Okay. I'm actually a little higher than you. I enjoyed it quite a bit. So I'm going to give it an 8.892. Mm. I thought it was hysterical. So mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. I'll watch it again.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Over and over, probably.
I think I'm going to buy it.
Good. I'm going to borrow it from you because I want to buy it.
Well, I'm going to buy it through Prime.
Yeah, well, I'm going to steal your Prime.
So. Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Prime is so annoying that they won't let you watch like two different devices at the same time.
I know. I wish we could, because then we could watch movies together, you know?
Because like Netflix does that shit.
Jesus. Well, until they all bounce us off for sharing passwords, which we don't even share our passwords.
What? I don't do that.
What? God. Anyway, should we pimp and get the fuck out?
Yeah, let's do it.
You go. You get us.
Okay, so we are part of the Morbidly Beautiful Podcast Network. Morbidlybeautiful.com is your place for all things horror. They have weekly reviews and interviews and all kinds of stuff. So go check out their podcasts. You might find one that you like as much as us, which would be pretty cool. Because they've got some good shows. So, yeah. And if you want to interact with us, we are on the social medias. We are on everywhere. We are on Facebook. We have a Facebook group moderated by our social media maverick. We have a Twitter and an Instagram and a Slasher and a Good Pods, which is an awesome social media service for podcasting specifically. And, like, you follow people and then you get, like, recommendations based on what they listen to and you can share to groups and all kinds of stuff. So go check that out. And if you're on Good Pods, please give us a follow and a listen. I am at Chaos and Carnage is at Carnage. We need followers.
You need followers everywhere.
And if you would like, please consider giving us a review. It only takes a few moments of your time wherever you listen, and it really benefits us with the algorithm and getting more listeners, more ears for the show.
And we will, if you do give us a review, we did get away from talking about this, but if you do give us a review, we will take a snapshot of it and DM us with that, and your address will send you a free vinyl sticker.
Yeah. So. We'll send you a free sticker. And if you have some cash to flash and you want to support us monetarily, we do have a merch store that will be linked in the show notes where you can find lots of other stickers and things like sweatshirts and t-shirts. And it's Threadless, so they're always having sales on their t-shirts. They've got good prices.
They do. I like them.
We don't make very much, but hey.
Hey, any sport's good sport.
Yeah. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say thanks, everyone, for listening. And good night from Chaos. And stay bloodthirsty, friends.
Good night from Carnage. And as always, we are filmed in front of a live studio audience of dinner in bed spoiled kitties. And Satan's butthole.
Oh, my God. I'm leaving that in.
You shouldn't.